when it comes to topics for tonight's vice presidential debate, Associate Director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Morgan Lyon-Cotty, says she is anticipating discussion on big topics like the economy and healthcare, issues she identifies as important to suburban voters.
Which is exciting for Utahns because largely our state is made up of those suburban voters who are still deciding how they want to vote.
Lyon-Cotty acknowledges that while the pool of voters who have yet to decide how to cast their ballot is small, the main issue now is convincing voters to show up to the polls or drop their ballots off in the mail. And within that group, Lyon-Cotty says candidates want to convince to vote. She identifies suburban female voters as an important demographic.
There has been a lot of talk about the woman suburban voter, especially in Utah, Nevada, and Arizona. They're looking at those women who are members of the LDS church. The most recent polling in Utah shows that Biden is actually winning women by a few points.
When it comes to that preference, Lyon-Cotty says it can be hard to tell if it's the policies winning these voters over or the candidates as individuals.
President Trump still has very low approvals, especially with women. So we're trying to parse through, is it those Democratic ideals and policies that are appealing to women, or are they turned off by the current occupant of the White House?
And in terms of appealing to voters tonight, Lyon-Cotty says it all comes back to the idea of turnout.
Vice President Pence and Senator Harris are really going to be trying to provide justifications for why people should support them. They're going to talk about healthcare. They're going to talk about the Supreme Court and provide that argument that resonates with the voters they are trying to pull out.
Tune in at 7 p.m. tonight to hear the vice presidential debate on Utah Public Radio. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Madeline Mortensen.